Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, "Hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses." And I was like, "Really? Meet your boss?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay."
Drum, please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a penny pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Just about 88,
Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at four. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like 6 feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time. And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, Ray, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house.
Sunday morning, but for five, is there were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. Well, one man bent down, took his boots off, and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "Hey, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass."
Thank you.
the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Your mamas that you're happy that you here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, "Oh, my baby, so beautiful." Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
I'm the groove to make it.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay." In Long Beach, California, and I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. "Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house." One girl was tall with dark skin, and the other girl was light skin. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house." "Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house." So I walked down the street with them to their house. And I'm like, "What are you guys doing out here?" And they said, "We're out here turning tricks." And I said, "Oh, okay." And the other girl says, "Well, I'm teaching her how to work the street." And I asked, "Real pretty one." I said, "Where do you live?" And she says, "I'm not from around here. I go to school in Lakewood." And I'm like, "Lakewood?" She says, "Yeah, I go to Lakewood High School, and I'm in the 11th grade." And I said, "You're in the 11th grade?" And I said, "Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house." So we get to the house, and I put my stuff inside the front door and sit on the sofa in the living room. Well, there's another dude in the house, and he got a robe on, and he sits on a sofa across from me. And I'm looking, and I'm like, "Oh, what's up, man?" And he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And he was sitting there watching TV. And then the girls came in, and they sat down, and the little light-skinned girl started flirting with me. "Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house." So the light-skinned girl was sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the sofa next to me, and she pulls out the cigar box, and she rolls me a joint, and I'm smoking a joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, "I don't smoke."
And I know the pastor to the guy on the sofa on the other side. And he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with us. And she said, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So I'm drinking my coffee. And I'm smoking the joint. And I'm chilling. And then the tall girl that walked in with me, she goes into the bathroom. And she comes back. And she has a bathrobe on. And she's taking her wig off. And obviously she had a bra that was stuffed with paper. So now she's flat-chested. She looks like a man. And she sits on the sofa next to the guy. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with stuff. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing. And the girl says, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And we can dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
What girl?
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
And she bends over the armrest of the sofa, and the dude that was sitting on the bed on the sofa next to her, he opens up his gown, and his dick is hard as a rock. I mean, it's straight, like about 10 inches long. It was huge. I was like, damn, what the fuck is going on? And he crawls up behind this girl.
What girl?
And he sticks his dick in her. And I'm going, what the fuck? And I'm like, wow, this is really a trip.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
He's dragging this girl.
What girl?
And I'm like, oh, shit. And the other girl,
what
the light skinned girl, is sitting next to me, and she starts playing in my hair, and she's rubbing my back, and she's like, ooh, I'm getting horny. So if you want to get into that party, go ahead. I'm just sitting here smoking my weed and drinking my kombucha. And I'm looking at the TV, but I'm watching them. I'm like, oh, shit, this dude is banging. Now, I'm really tripping because this dude is banging the hell out of this girl.
What girl?
And she ain't making no sound.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I'm like, oh, shit. And I get up, and I go stand in front of the girl.
What
that
girl?
That was leaning over the sofa. And she got a dick. She's jacking off, trying to do the thing. And he's right, this ass. And the girl,
what girl?
Guy, now, I know it's a man. He's jacking off. He's playing with himself while the other dude is eyes in his butt. I just hear it slapping sound. And I'm going, why? But the girl ain't saying nothing.
What girl?
He's just jacking off.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I sit up and I'm drinking my cognac and smoking my joint, and I'm sitting in the chair because I've moved from the sofa from where the light-skinned dude was sitting. I'm sitting in a chair now, so he can't rub on my back and play in my hair no more. I done moved away, so I left him sitting on the sofa by himself, and I'm sitting on the chair, and I'm drinking my drink and smoking my joint. And I'm watching the show. I don't even know what's on TV now because my interest has totally gone away. away from what's on TV.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
After about 30 minutes, the dude stopped banging. So the two of them were sitting on the sofa, and they start watching TV like nothing had happened. I think the girl,
what girl?
Or the guy, the girl that I came in with, let me say it like that. She gets up, and she goes in and pours herself a glass of cognac. And she comes down, and she sits on the sofa next to the guy, and she's drinking cognac. And I'm sitting up there, and I'm smoking weed, and now everybody's watching the TV. And I'm like, well, fuck, is that it?
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And so I'm sitting here, and I'm drinking my Cavassier, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Cavassier. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light-skinned one walks me downstairs.
What girl?
And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but it ain't like it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man. So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes, and she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
Thank you.
my daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I've want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bill. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with GMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with GMoney.com. That's where they're located. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm gonna see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm gonna be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
We'll be right back.
was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, this is the last day of the week, so we had a real interesting show scheduled for you today, and I hope you've enjoyed all the music that we've been playing on the radio show. So now it's time for me to do sports news. Let's talk basketball, NBA basketball. We're going to talk NBA basketball right now. So how you doing, DJ? Are you in the house?
Yes, sir. Right here, ready to talk about some NBA basketball.
All right. Sounds good. So let's go over the games that were played last night, Thursday. How many games was it yesterday? I think you said 9, 8.
No, there were 4 games yesterday.
4 games. Okay. And what's my record so far this week? 1, 5, 6, and 9 is 15. I'm like 15 and 10 or something like that.
You're 16 and 8.
16 and 8. Okay. So I'm more than 500%. So that sounds good. Okay, let's go over the 4 games that were played last night and see how many I won. I think I had a couple of upsets in those games, but we'll see. So game number 1. Are you ready?
Game number 1, the Wizards beat the Raptors. 119-108. You bet on the Raptors, but it was the Wizards for the win.
Wow, Washington beat the Raptors from Canada. Oh, man, that was a big upset because the Raptors are in the top 10 and the Washington Wizards aren't. So that was a big upset. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money, so I'm 0-1. Let's go to game number 2.
Game number 2, the Philadelphia
Dallas Mavericks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 133-126. You bet on 76ers.
Yeah, that was another upset. I can't believe Dallas actually beat the 76ers.
Yeah.
In fact, all the sportscasters were upset about that win. That was upsetting to everybody. All right, well, that's two losses and zero wins for G-Money for Thursday night. So let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Indiana Pacers 110-99. You've been on the Pacers, but it was the Spurs with the win.
Wow. That's another upset. Wow. The Spurs ain't even on the radar. And at least Indianapolis, the Indiana Pacers, is on the radar. Oh, wow. All right, well, that's another loss for G-Money. So let's go to game number four.
All right, game number four. The Golden State Warriors beat the Clippers 115-91. You bet on the Warriors, and it was the Warriors for the win.
All right, well, I got a win out those four games. So that's 25%. So that's not a good number. But at least I got one win. So what was my series going in to Thursday's game? I was 16-8.
16-8.
Okay, so I'm 17-12. No, 17-11. Wow, it's getting closer to 500. Okay, well, let's go over the games for Friday. Oh, yeah, this is the weekend. So we got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to pick games. So let's see how I do this weekend. Okay, Friday, who's playing game one? And let's talk about those games. Hello?
Yeah, let me find him here. Hold on a sec. Okay, today the Magic is actually playing the Hornets right now. They're in the first quarter. So you want to give your prediction for that game?
Yeah. The Mavericks are playing the Charlotte Hornets.
That's correct. In Charlotte.
Okay. In Charlotte, I'm gonna take the Mavericks for the win. What's the score right now? Are the Mavericks winning? Or is Charlotte winning?
It's the Magic is winning 19-15, and they're in the first quarter.
You said the Magic, Orlando Magic, is playing the Charlotte.
That's
Hornets?
Correct. That's correct.
Oh, I thought you said I thought you said the Dallas Mavericks. That's why I picked the Mavericks to win. Oh, I want to change my bet. I want the Charlotte Hornets to win the game. So I want the Charlotte Hornets to win over the Orlando Magic.
Okay, so Hornets for the win. All
yeah.
Right, next up. The Portland Trail Blazers are playing the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta.
I think I'm going to take the Atlanta Hawks. I think I'll take Atlanta over Portland.
Okay. So you're taking the Atlanta Hawks for the win. Okay. Game number three, the Brooklyn Nets are playing the Boston Celtics in Boston.
I'm going to take the Boston Celtics for the win.
Okay, Celtics for the win. Game number four, the New York Knicks are playing the Miami Heat in Miami.
I'll take the New York Knicks for the win over the Miami Heat.
Okay, the Knicks for the win. The Knicks for the win. Next up, game number one, two, three, four. Game number five, the Phoenix Suns are playing the Chicago Bulls in Chicago.
I'll take the Phoenix Suns for the win.
Phoenix Suns for the win. Okay. Game number six, three, four, five, six. The Utah Jazz is playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City.
You know, Utah hasn't been doing good lately, and every time I pick them to win, they've been getting beat up. And they're playing the Oklahoma Thunder. Oklahoma hasn't been playing very good, but they may beat Utah. I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air about that. If I want to give Utah the win, or if I want to pick Oklahoma, because Oklahoma needs to win some games to qualify for the playoffs. But Utah needs to win so they can qualify for the playoffs. Because I think both of those teams are out of the top 10. So, I'll take Utah for the win.
Utah Jazz for the win. Okay. Next up, the New Orleans Pelicans are playing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco.
Well, the Pelicans seem to be on a winning streak. But the Golden State Warriors are trying to qualify for the playoffs. They're trying to stay in the top six. So I'm going to take Golden State Warriors for the win, even though Pelicans have to win in order to keep pace with the top 10. But I'm going to take Golden State for the win.
Okay, Warriors for the win. Game number eight, the Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver.
Denver Nuggets were number one in the division, and the Memphis Grizzlies were number two. So that's a battle between number one and number two. The Denver Nuggets need to keep winning in order to keep their place in the top of the Western Conference. So, but the Memphis Grizzlies need to win to keep their spot in the number two spot in the Western Conference. So I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets for the win. And hopefully they'll play good enough to beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Denver Nuggets for the win.
All right, Denver Nuggets for the win. Next up, the L.A. Clippers are playing the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento.
That's going to be a good game. That should be close. But I'm going to take the Sacramento Kings for the win. I think the Clippers may be actually trying to make a move right here where they'll start winning. But I think Sacramento is already on a winning track. So I think Sacramento will play better. So I'll take the Sacramento Kings for the win.
Okay. And the last game for tonight, the Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the L.A. Lakers in L.A.
Lakers got to win. LeBron James is playing again. So the Lakers will win. The Lakers for the win. They got to make a move now. So now it's time for the Lakers to start winning. So they can move up in the standing, so they can be in the top six. So they got to win. They have to win in order to move up so they can make the playoffs. So I'm the Lakers for the win.
Okay. The Lakers for the win. Okay, now there are six games tomorrow.
Okay.
Game number one, the Toronto Raptors are playing the Washington Wizards in D.C.
Now, they just played, and Washington beat the Toronto Raptors. I wonder if they can beat them twice in a row. I'm going to take the Raptors for the win. The Raptors can't get beat by Washington twice. I mean, yeah, the Raptors can't get beat by the Washington Wizards twice. So the Raptors for the win.
Okay.
Washington just beat Toronto. They just beat them a couple of days ago.
Raptors for the win. Game number two, the Detroit Pistons are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland.
No, Cleveland Cavaliers for the win. Detroit doesn't have a chance. I don't think Detroit even has a winning game in their repertoire. I don't think they'll win another game this year. I think they're just going to be at the bottom for the rest of the season.
All right. So Cleveland for the win. Game number three, the Atlanta Hawks are playing the Miami Heat in Miami.
Who's playing? Did you say Indiana is playing the Heat, Miami Heat?
No. The Atlanta Hawks Ooh. Are playing the Miami Heat.
Oh. Atlanta Hawks are playing the Heat. I don't know if the Hawks are actually on the radar. The Heat is trying to win. So I'm going to take the Miami Heat for the win. Are they playing in Atlanta or in Miami? Not that that makes sense.
They're playing in Miami.
Okay. I'm going to take Miami for the win against the Atlanta Hawks.
All right, Miami for the win. Game number four, the Houston Rockets are playing the San Antonio Spurs.
That should be an interesting game. Both of them haven't won a game in weeks. I'm going to take San Antonio to beat Houston.
Yesterday.
Huh?
Spurs beat the Pacers yesterday.
Oh, they did. The Spurs won yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. And who are they playing? The Spurs are playing
Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to take the Spurs for the win against the Rockets. I wonder who they beat. The Spurs just beat somebody. Who did they beat the other day?
They beat the Indiana Pacers yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, they beat a pretty decent team. So that should say something. They're getting their game together. But they won't qualify for the playoffs. So they're just trying to give a good showing now before they draft some people. Okay. Well, the San Antonio Spurs for the win.
Spurs for the win. Game number five, the Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee for the win, of course.
Milwaukee for the win.
Who are they playing? Yeah, who are they playing again? Did you say? Who did you say they were playing? Milwaukee's playing.
Milwaukee's playing the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, okay. That's going to be a good game. But Philly won't beat Milwaukee. So Milwaukee for the win.
Okay. Game number six, the Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings for the win. Yeah, Sacramento Kings for the win.
All right, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10 games on Sunday. Game number one, the Phoenix Suns are playing the Dallas Mavericks.
Phoenix Suns playing the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks for the win. I think the Phoenix Suns just got some new players, and I think they're going to be pretty good. But I'm going to take Dallas for the win because they need to win.
And number two, the Indiana Pacers are playing the Chicago Bulls.
Who's playing the Bulls? Who did you say? You were the voiceless friend.
Are you there?
Yeah. Who did you say is playing? The Bulls?
All right. Who did you say?
Who's playing the Bulls? I didn't hear the first team.
The Indiana Pacers are playing the Chicago Bulls.
Okay. I'll take the Indiana Pacers for the win. I don't think the Bulls are going to get out to sell it.
Pacers for the win. Game number three, the Golden State Warriors are playing the L.A. Lakers.
You know, that's one game that the Lakers should always try to win, because they like to prove that they're better than Golden State. Even Golden State has been winning all the championships for the last 5 years, and the Lakers haven't won a championship in 5 years. But they have to, they constantly are trying to beat Golden State, because that's their main adversary. So I'm going to take Golden State Warriors for the win. But wait a minute. Let me think about that. Because the Lakers need to win to move up in the standings. So they need to win all of their games. So I'm going to pick the Lakers to win, because they need to beat Golden State to move up in the standings. Yeah. So the Los Angeles Lakers for the win against Golden State.
Lakers for the win. Game number four, the Portland Trailblazers are playing the Orlando Magic.
I'm going to take Orlando against Portland. I think Orlando is doing better than Portland is right now. So I'll take Orlando Magic for the win.
Magic for the win. Game number five, the Charlotte Hornets are playing the Brooklyn Nets.
Charlotte Hornets against the Brooklyn Nets. I think Charlotte Hornets should win. I think they should beat the Brooklyn Nets. And he stuck
okay.
That thumb in it. Oh, that's the one. My bad. I forgot.
Game number six, the San Antonio Spurs are playing the Houston Rockets.
San Antonio
again.
Spurs for the win. Yeah, because I don't think Houston's going to beat them. Yeah, I don't think Houston's going to beat anybody. So San Antonio for the win.
All right. Game number seven. The Utah Jazz are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder.
You know what? I think Oklahoma is going to beat Utah. I just have that feeling that Oklahoma is, they're trying to make a run for it. I think they're in a better standing than Utah is, actually. I think they're ahead of Utah in the Western Conference. So I think
the Utah Jazz is in ninth place and Oklahoma Thunder's in 13th place.
Oh, they're in 13th place. Well, they need to win. But Utah, well, I don't know. I guess Utah is the better team out of the two of them, because I always thought Oklahoma had a good team, but they just weren't winning the games. They were playing all these bigger teams, and they weren't winning. So I know if I take Utah, Oklahoma will win. So I'm going to take Oklahoma for the win. They need
Thunder for the win.
And where are they
game
playing?
Game number eight, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I want to give Oklahoma the option. Yeah, they'll win.
Okay.
Thank
game
you.
Game number eight, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Washington Wizards.
Milwaukee Bucks for the win. That's not even close. They're going to blow Washington.
Okay, game number nine, the New York Knicks are playing the Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics should beat the Knicks. That's a rivalry game. So that's a battle. Because New York is supposed to be the best team in the East. And Boston came out of nowhere and then winning the games in the East. So I'm going to take Boston for the win.
Boston for the win.
Yeah, the Knicks are probably the favorite team among the fans, but Boston is playing better than everybody right now. So I'm gonna take Boston.
Okay. Game number 10 and the final game for Sunday night. The Memphis Grizzlies are playing the LA Clippers. In L.A.
Memphis Grizzlies. Well, they're in second place in the West. And the Clippers are, what place are they in? Are they in the fourth or fifth place?
They're in the seventh place. Grizzlies are in second place. Clippers are in seventh.
Yeah. Okay. So the Grizzlies need to win to stay in their position. And the Clippers need to win so they can move up to the playoff spot. Because they need to move into sixth place. Who is in sixth place in the Pacific, in the Western Conference?
Sixth place is the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. So the Clippers need to beat Dallas. And who's in the eighth place? So who are the Clippers going to be playing in the play-in? The Minnesota Timberwolves are in eighth place?
Yep.
Okay. So seven plays eight and nine plays ten. And the winner between seven and eight will be in the seventh spot. And the winner between the nine and ten will play the loser of seven and eight. So the Clippers need to win. They're playing the Memphis Grizzlies in second place.
What are you talking about? The Memphis Grizzlies
Clippers
are playing the L.A. Clippers. Right.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Memphis Grizzlies are in second place, and the Clippers are
in seventh place.
Go on.
In sixth place. Clippers are in sixth.
Clippers are in seventh place. Dallas Mavericks are in sixth place.
Okay. So the Clippers, they're going to play the eighth place team in the buy-in if they don't move up and take over the Dallas Mavericks in the sixth place. But I think Dallas is going to try to move up to fifth place. So I really think the Clippers need to win. But I don't think they'll beat the Memphis Grizzlies. I think the Memphis Grizzlies are going to hold on to their second place position. So they're going to beat the Clippers. Where's the game being played? Is it in Memphis or is it in L.A.?
In L.A.
And L.A. is playing at home and they need to win. But Memphis is in second place. Clippers need to win. They need to. Well, they're in seventh place, so they're right behind the Dallas Mavericks. So they need to win to move up on Dallas. How many games are the Clippers behind the Dallas Mavericks? What's their win-loss record?
They both have 33 wins. Mavericks have 31 losses, and the Clippers have 32 losses.
Oh, man, so that's one game. So the Clippers need to win so they can catch up with the Dallas Mavericks and move into the sixth spot in the playoffs. So they can move and get into the playoffs and don't have to play in the buy-in into the play-in if they win. And Memphis Grizzlies, they're not in any jeopardy of getting kicked out the playoffs. Because two will play seven. So they'll play again if the Clippers win the seventh spot in the buy-in. They will be playing the Clippers because the Clippers will be in the number two spot.
We have to wrap this up, G-Money.
Yeah, okay. All right. Memphis Grizzlies for the win. Clippers need to win, but that won't make a difference with the Memphis Grizzlies right now. So, Memphis Grizzlies for the win. So when the Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks play again, that will be showdown when the Clippers will have to beat Dallas to move on here.
Who did you say for the win? Clippers or the Grizzlies?
The Grizzlies.
All right, Grizzlies for the win. That's it for NBA.
Okay, so that's Sunday's last game, right? All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's games. And that's G-Money's pick for the weekend game. So we'll see what happens on Monday with the picks that I picked today. And we'll see if Monday has an interesting outcome over all of the teams. And then Tuesday, we'll go over the top 10 teams in the conference. And you know what? Sometime next week, you should be able to tell me when the playoffs start for the NBA. Because they should have the schedule in the games. Because we should be down to the
to the 80-something games that they play in the NBA. So this should be the last week.
You need to wrap this up, you honey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So next week we should know who's going to make the playoffs when we go over the standings on Tuesday. All right, that's G-Money Sports Report. And now we can go to more of the radio show. It's the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to do the birthday wishes. And we can celebrate the followers, the fans, and the friends that follow the radio show. And we can give acknowledgement to the birthdays for March 4th. Is that today? March 4th, 2023.
So the birthdays for today, March 3rd, 2023. Happy birthday to Wallace Rayford. Happy birthday to Gabby Pinto. Happy birthday to Kenyatta Cole. Happy birthday to Donna Pearson. Happy birthday to Malcolm J. Davenport. Happy birthday to Al Williams. Happy birthday to Fred Felder. Happy birthday to Charity Alexandria, and last but not least, happy birthday to Pond Watet. And that's it for birthdays today, February 3rd. I'm sorry, March 3rd, 2023.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody to celebrate their birthday on March 3rd, 2023. May God bless you with the graciousness and the glory that he gives in all men that believe in his spirit. And may Jesus Christ bless all of those that believe in our Lord and Savior. All right. Well, without further ado, I'm going to sing a birthday song real quick. And actually, let me wet my whistle a little bit before I sing this song.